What's up?
Honoring military veterans. The young men and young women of the Loomis First Ward, Loomis, California Stake, noticed that several members of their ward were military veterans whose service had never been acknowledged. They decided to correct that. The priests and Laurels planned a special program on a day set aside to honor those who have served their countries. The day is known by several different names: Veterans Day, United States; Armed Forces, United Kingdom; Remembrance Day, Commonwealth Nations; Armistice Day, other countries. The Laurels and priests gathered photos and information from the veterans ahead of time, and then put together books complete with photos, descriptions of military service, and letters of appreciation from the youth in the ward. Jennifer Bettys said, "The Veterans Day program opened my eyes to how much the veterans have given to us and how much they continue to support the community." During the program, the youth presented the veterans their books. Michaela Kester, Laurel Class President, said, "The event turned out even nicer than expected. It made me appreciate even more what these men have done, and I loved being able to show my gratitude through this program." Colin Flukiger summed up the feelings of the young men and young women who participated. "It was a great time to honor the veterans from our ward and give them the respect and honor they deserved. Spirituality yields two fruits. The first is inspiration to know what to do. The second is power, or the capacity to do it." Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, "To Acquire Spiritual Guidance," Ensign, November 2009, page 7. New Youth Website. The Church's new website is designed especially for you. At youth.lds.org, you'll discover a lot of young members of the Church just like you who love the gospel and want to share their testimonies with each other. Choose the tab labeled "For the Strength of Youth," and then select "We Testify" to see a wall of photos of young men and women. Behind each photo is a teen with a testimony. Click on a photo to see that person's message. You can even leave your own testimony once you've registered for the site. You'll need your membership number from your ward or branch clerk in order to create an account. There are stories and videos of regular teens who are great examples of the believers. Throughout the site, you'll find extra photos, videos, and audio recordings that will inspire and uplift you. Current messages from church leaders for youth are added regularly. You can even leave a personal response to the questions asked after each message. This brand new site is just getting started, so check back often to see what's going on with young Latter-day Saints, just like you, all around the world. By the numbers: 3,200,000. Number of ice cream sandwiches that could be stored on the shelves of the cold storage vaults in the Church History Library. These vaults help preserve historical documents. The Church in Costa Rica. The first missionaries arrived in Costa Rica in September 1946. They presented the President of the Republic with a copy of the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. During the 1950s and 1960s, Costa Rica was part of neighboring missions, but in 1974, the Costa Rica Mission was organized. The first district conference was held in 1968 with 296 people in attendance. The San Jose Costa Rica Stake was created in 1977. At that time, there were 3,800 members in the country. Here are a few facts about the church today in Costa Rica. Membership: 36,666. Missions: 1. Temples: 1. Wards and branches: 77. Family history centers: 12. Step into family history. Last summer, youth in the Val Vista Ward in Mesa, Arizona, participated in what they called the STEP program, Students Trying Elijah's Promise. First, the youth became familiar with the church's website, new.familysearch.org, where they each got a sign-in name and password. Then they went to work researching their ancestors to find those who needed temple work. The ward also held an all-day, especially for youth program on July 24th. The event was designed to focus on family history and temple work and featured workshops, games, food, and research time on computers. "It was one of the most amazing events I have ever been a part of," said Bishop Charles Doan. In one day, the youth found over 500 family names for ordinance work. The young men and women continued searching for names, and by the time they went to the temple in August, they had nearly 1,200 names ready. "I really didn't know a lot about family history and why we did it," said Bryce Waite, 14. "STEP was an amazing experience for me, and I learned so much from it. Every time I found a new name, I was so excited for them. I now know why we do baptisms for the dead." My favorite scripture. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. This is my favorite scripture because it helps me remember that the Lord helps us gain confidence, and if we follow His path, He will bless us and be at our side. Livio de Rosa, Italy. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click on Submit Your Material. End of article What's Up, read by Dawn Chaston.